Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you want any news on what's happening with your Cleveland sports teams today, there's probably not a better person to talk to than our very own Daryl Reuter, who's brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and he joins us now. Daryl, I'll start it off with you. Busy day. How are we feeling?
Doing okay.
That's
clean
good.
Sweep. Guardians win. Cavs win. It's a great day, right?
I mean, you can't be mad if you're a Cleveland fan today. Listen, we only got, I feel like, positive things coming out of the Browns today, less than negative, with the very little news that we got within the last 2 days. And then, obviously, yeah, the two teams win. We'll start with the one that has the more major impact, and that's the Cavs winning tonight to clinch the one seed in the East, getting it done. I mean, Daryl, for you, was tonight more of an indicator of what the Cavs are still capable of, or a game against a team who sat like six of their seven best players?
They've handled their business. That's how I view this. Nothing more than they went out and handled their business against a team that did not have the bulk of their squad on the floor. They are also, they were without Donovan Mitchell as well. So you got 53 points off your bench tonight. You got a really great performance from Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And Darius Garland seems to be getting his groove back just in time for the playoffs as well. So I just kind of look at this more so they handled their business tonight against a team they should have beaten. And, well, they did do that.
As we look at it right now, Cavs obviously three games left to play. You have Indiana, New York, Indiana coming up. Should the play here within the last three basically just be stay healthy, get to the playoffs? If you have to rest guys to do it, that's fine. Or should there be a small ramp-up period for the Cavs within this point in the season?
Well, there's two schools of thought. Well, first of all, Donovan Mitchell should not play if he is at all hobbled because you don't want to make that ankle injury any worse. Also, too, there's going to be about a seven-day layoff between the regular season finale and their first game. But most important is getting everyone healthy, or I should say getting to the playoffs with everyone healthy, rather. And Kenny Atkinson talked about after the game that is something right now that they're wrestling with, partially because, hey, they can face Indiana here in the playoffs. So do you really want to, go full tilt against them in those two games, right? And then obviously New York is a team they could, also see, a little down the line there. But most importantly, they got to make sure that they go into the postseason with a full complement. Jared Allen, who was banged up the previous two playoffs. Well, knock on wood, right now he's healthy. And that could very well be a pretty big deal. So Kenny Atkinson did not really say much as far as the plans, because he said it's something that they are still wrestling with right now.
As we sit here and get ready for the playoffs, we're going to be able to watch and sort of sit back and watch the play-in tournament unfold to figure out who we're going to be playing against. Is there a team that you specifically want to see, or even one that you want to avoid seeing as the potential 8 seed come playoff time?
Nope, bring them on.
Good bring them on. Anybody?
Nope, nobody worries me. I think Indiana will be challenging. The playoffs are not a cakewalk. They were not a cakewalk with LeBron 2.0, right? The four straight finals runs. Yes, they swept some of those series, but you know, Atlanta gave them all they could handle at times. Toronto did that as well. It's just the Cavaliers were the better team and found ways to win those games and ultimately sweep those series. Indiana was a little bit of a thorn in the side of those Cavaliers teams. So the playoffs are not easy, and it is going to be a roller coaster. I have news for you. The Cavaliers are going to lose a playoff game or two or three or four. Hopefully they don't do that in the same series, losing four, or else they are going to be amongst the other 29 teams that are disappointed come the end of the year. But it was interesting, Jake, listening to Kenny Atkinson was asked by Jason Lloyd, is this the first time in your coaching career where you have a team that could legitimately win a championship? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. And that's real. They want to celebrate this tonight, that it wasn't their goal going in. Kenny also admitted that. He said, we're just looking to improve off the 48 wins from last year. Can we get to 50, maybe get above 50 here? He didn't think that they'd win 63 games. He didn't think they'd be the first seed. Now, Evan Mobley and Darius Garland both said, yeah, they had expectations that they would be a top two seed in these playoffs with Kenny Atkinson as the coach. But, Donovan Mitchell knows, the one seed guarantees you nothing. He had that in Utah, and we know what happened to that Utah Jazz team with Mitchell. So I think he has a little bit of a cautionary tale for the locker room as well. Enjoy this tonight. Enjoy this for the next couple of days or whatever. But the real work is going to begin most likely a week from there are a couple of weeks here. I think the 21st or 22nd, somewhere around there, on the weekend there, they got to wait for the play-in tournament to resolve itself to figure out who they're going to play. But that's when the real work for them is ultimately going to begin, and that's what they're going to be graded on as a basketball team, is how deep and how successful they are in the postseason.
Darryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, with us on the hotline. Darryl, I made a couple of people angry today because the Guardians they win the home opener 1-0 via a walk. And I came out more of my concerns of the team. Sure, it's nice to get a win. Is that the wrong way of thinking for a home opener where the stands were packed and they got to see a 1-0 win?
It was bitter cold out there. Who cares how they won? They won. I will say that was one of the more bizarre ninth innings. Poor Mike Clevinger and the upchuck job he did for the White Sox there in the ninth inning, gave up the leadoff single to Carlos Santana, and then back walks to load the bags there. It's a hard game to pitch. It was a hard game to hit. They won like that. That's all. Who cares how they won? Like Nolan Jones almost ripped a grand slam, missed it by 15 feet. Stephen Vogt joking about that after the game. How funny baseball can be. But then he comes back and has the patience there to recognize a pitch out of the zone and draw the walk while he's got five infielders bearing down on him at the edge of the grass. So. What would people rather they lost 1-0 or they lost 2-1 or 5-4? They won. That's all that matters.
And I'll take the win. I'm not going to bring up this point to put aside what you said, but just to sort of transition to the point I'm making, right? New York was very cold today. They scored a total of 15 runs in the Mets-Marlins game. The Tigers in Detroit were very cold today. They won 5-0 against the Yankees. Is it a point where it's too early to be concerned about the Guardians' offense, or
yes,
you think even knowing it was an issue coming in, it's still too early?
Look, yeah, I think they're going to be a 500 baseball team this year anyway, so I'm not worried because, I'm not expecting them to contend this year.
That's fair.
But you know, when I look at it, you know, they're not an offensive juggernaut. Okay, I think that's fair to say. But they found a way to win a game against the worst team in Major League Baseball last year, who has a lot of strong young pitching that, you know, the White Sox are trying to develop, similar to we've seen the Guardians try to do here, but not on the scale of losing as many games as the White Sox did last year, you know, in a season. We've never seen the Guardians just absolutely drive the organization off a cliff the way we've seen the White Sox, and we see other Major League Baseball teams do it. Like, that's what's interesting about the team here, is they don't go off the cliff. When they're, you know, their below average seasons are, they win 70 games or 75 games, right? It's not that they won 50 or 60 games like you see other teams when they're retooling and rebuilding and things like that. So I kind of feel like people are a little hard on the Guardians at times, and I get it, because, you know, ownership, that, you know, just doesn't have the resources to spend on the scale as other teams. But you know, they do a pretty good job riding the waves of trying to retool the roster and field a competitive product for fans to enjoy. So, if they're a 500 team this year, like, okay, disappointing because you were in the ALCS last year. But, you know, to me, what's most important is that they're developing some young talent, so you come back next year and then you're ready to get right back on that horse and, you know, be a contender again. So it's early. I know. Okay, fine. Other offenses lit it up and got hot in the cold weather, whatever. I know the Guardians aren't an offensive juggernaut to begin with. So, you know, I will start to judge this particular team when we get to the end of May, because then you're, you know, a third or so of the season, or a quarter of the season deep there. And you, that's when you start to get an idea of what type of ball club you have. But it's two, or what are they now? Five and
four
seven
and
or nine?
Yeah,
or,
four and six.
Four and six. So, yeah, we're 10 games into the season. Can we pump the brakes here for a minute?
All right, Daryl, I want to talk to you a little bit of Browns before we get you out of here.
Do we have to?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do.
I was in such a good mood until you brought them up.
Daryl, we got the number two pick. That's enough reason to be a little excited. Come on. I mean, sort of. I mean, it means we were bad, but at least there's something to look forward to, maybe.
Don't excite me, but go ahead.
Is there any feel at this point on what the Browns are doing it to, following whatever on earth we're calling Colorado's Friday mayhem out there?
No. I think it's Travis Hunter, but your guess is as good as mine at this point. And as I posted on X yesterday, anyone that says that they know what Andrew Berry is doing it to, they're lying to you. Andrew Berry does not let the cat out of the bag. I know what I think he's going to do, but that's me thinking. I think it's a pool of three guys right now: Shedeur Sanders, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter. One of those three guys is going to be a Cleveland Brown. Which one it is, I can't definitively tell you. Travis Hunter's my guy. He's the one I'm pounding the table for. I love him, but yeah, nobody knows what Andrew Berry is going to do right now, and that's how Andrew Berry likes it.
All right, Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this. How much stock are we putting into the Browns being impressed, and that being the report that they were very impressed, them and the Saints, for Jalen Milroe's private workout?
Okay. Like, that's how much stock I'm... Okay. Great.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Okay. I don't get worked up or excited about pro days. Pro days or to basically confirm the stuff that you already have scouted and whatever. Your scouting is done during the football season, okay? And then right after when you're doing the tape review or whatever. The scouting's been done. These pro days are for show. They're for getting, close to the prospects, putting them through paces, seeing how they maybe react to that. And whatnot, seeing how they react to, things you ask them and whatnot. That's what this stuff really is about. But the reason stock rises and falls this time of year, where you hear the old, we in the media, we go, hey, so-and-so's flying up draft boards right now. And, oh, this guy here, his stock is dropping significantly. No, it really isn't. They are where they are on the boards. It's just the media is finally finding out what teams really think of them. So if the media had overvalued a guy and they find out, okay, maybe teams don't necessarily think that this guy is going to go at that particular spot. Now, guess what? His stock has fallen. And then it's vice versa the other way. So they're impressed. Great. Wonderful. I don't think that workout significantly moves the needle as far as where he's going to end up getting drafted and by who.
All right, Daryl, I appreciate you on a long day covering multiple teams, multiple games. You set inside the time, making sure you got to talk to us, and hopefully for you, a good night's rest coming through.
Yeah, we'll get a good nap in.
All right,
and be back at the ballpark tomorrow.
How wonderful. I hope you at least enjoy the games. Be good, man.
All right, take care.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.